Good evening, Rabbeisai. Tonight we're going to be covering the question that we're eager to know. We discussed yesterday the halacha of pasul b'kisnin. So we said that if somebody eats bread, he says he washes, says hamotzi, and he benches. He's koveh asud on it. Mezonos, generally, if somebody eats a mezonos, generally speaking, it's a snack. And therefore, the idea was, Chazal said, normally you're going to have less than a shek v'yasud, it's a snack only. It's the smaller amount you're going to make mezonos at the beginning, halamichyu at the end. That's generally the idea of pasul b'kisnin, which is normally used as a snack. Pasul b'kisnin, we said, it's going to be a cake, and we're going to define that more later on and see if chetz, what exactly pasul b'kisnin is. But at the moment, we're going to say cake. Now, the halacha is, the question, of course, is what happens if you have cake, which is the shek v'yasud? So we learned yesterday, if you have the amount of mezonos of pasul b'kisnin of cake, which is more than a snack, but it's actually shir kvi asuda, then the halacha is going to be you're going to make hamotzi and you're going to bench birkas hamazon afterwards. That's what we discussed yesterday. So if it's more than a shir kvi asuda, you're going to wash and you're going to bench on it. Yeah. Again, if you have more than shir kvi asuda on cakes, you're going to wash and you're going to bench afterwards. So the $1 million question is define shir kvi asuda. How much is it? How much mezonos, how much cake do you need to have that once you've had this amount, you need to bench? Less than that, mezonos. What is the definition of shir kviyas suda? Shir, the measure of kviyas suda of meal. Now, it's important to remember as well, what we mentioned yesterday, that this concept doesn't only apply if you have cake only. The same halacha will apply if you have a bit of cake and the rest of it is another item, which is normally bishakol or adom or whatever. If that itself, food and that food, if it's beyond shir kvi asuda, then you're going to also make birkas hamazon. Yeah? That's what the Mishnah Berurah said. So far, so good. So we're now going to attempt to define shir kvi asuda. Halach lemaisa, why is this important? Halach lemaisa, what would be a case that this would be very relevant? If you have a lot of cake, pizza, potentially, yeah? Yeah? Sandwiches. You want to know, these are all mezonos. These are all really pasul b'kisnin, let's assume. Pasul b'kisnin, you want to know, if you have that amount of those mentioned pasul b'kisnin, then you'll need to wash and bench. If you only intend to have a little bit, and then it ends up that you're actually eating a lot more, then the halacha will be that you made mezonos at the beginning, but you'll still need to bench hazon at the end. Okay, so let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says, and that is now the last few words of page 132. Says the Mishnah Berurah the following: Ve'hinei, and behold, le'inyan eruvei tchumim, when it's the with regards to halachos of eruvei tchumim, b'siman shin samachet, which we learned quite a while ago, indeed, Issa, it says over there, the shir seuda, the amount of a seuda is defined by shalosh, three, or arba, four beitzim eggs. The volume of 3 to 4 eggs. Ve'kosvu, pardon? I am sorry. I should have said, I'm in Simon Kuf Samaches. I'm in Seivov, in Mishnah Berurah, Seivkot and Chav Dalet. In the middle of the Mishnah Berurah. So it's, yeah, pretty much in the middle. It's a vehine. It's in the middle of Seif Kotten Chav Dalet. In the Dish tradition, it's literally the last few words of page 132. And in the other editions, it will be in the middle of Seif Kotten Chav Dalet. Vehinei. Vehinei le'inyan eruvei tchumen. With regards to the lochav's eruvei tchumen, besimen shin samaches isa, the shir seuda, hu sholosh arbo beitzim. It's 3 or 4 beitzim eggs. And many achronim write, The Huadin, similarly, Kan, here also, Choshiv Bezeh Shir Kviyas Suda. Here also, it is a Shir Kviyas Suda, three or four eggs. The Mishnah Berurah later says it's actually, he seems to be saying that it's actually four eggs, but here he says 3 to 4 eggs. If you have the volume with 3 to 4 eggs, that will be considered Shir Kviyas Suda. Halacha Lemaisa, the poskim, obviously, it's going to make it afkamina if you go according to Reb Chaim No, or the Chazanesh, this very famous essential machloikas. So it's going to be depending on that. But Vinishtvi, the equivalent of that is going to be the volume, which is normally about 200 to 230 grams. That is the volume of 3 to 4 eggs. How many sandwiches is that? 200 to 230 grams. How much is that?
Half a sandwich?
Maybe. How much is 200 grams? 230. How many hagalach? How many? No, a pack. A pack is... A pack. How much is a pack of hagalach? It's... How many biscuits? So the truth is, to be very, very, the sheer of 3 to 4 eggs is actually talking about a volume and not a weight. It's just the equivalent of. That means that if you would squash it, the first thing you say actually, if you'd squash it, then you could actually have a bit more. But the mice, so we count the airspace as well. The mice, we count the airspace as well. So aloch le mice, to cut the story short, it's about the equivalent to 200 to 230 grams, according to this shitter. Yeah. Good. What you are saying is a beautiful svar. We'll get to that shortly. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So let's keep going for a minute. Let's keep going for a minute because the Mishnah Berurah is now going to add the following. Havol kamo achroinim, but several achroinim, v'hagra michlalom, and the giant, the Vilna Gaon, also is included. Cholkin, they disagree with that opinion. V'svira lehu, and they hold, de'ein levoich hamoitzi. He will not make hamoitzi, huvirikas hamozoin, and benching, when you have the equivalent of 3 or 4 eggs. No. Helokeshir suda kvur. You will only make Amoitzi and Bekzonzen when you have a sheer su'udakvo, what you would normally eat, when you have the equivalent that you normally eat for a full meal. Shehu shall erev avoyker, when you have a full meal. Lunch or supper, a proper few course meal, which obviously is going to be a lot more than 200 or 230 grams, a lot more. So the Vilna Gaon, it sounds like there's even numerous Rishonim, says the Mishnah Berurah, late Rishonim hold like that as well. And that would appear to be even more Loshin, the wording of Shulchan Aruch of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah Berurah brings a second opinion. That second opinion holds. No. Shir Kviyas Suda is not 3 to 4 eggs. Shir Kviyas Suda is going to be when you have a proper amount of a proper meal. So, according to that opinion, when you have, you need to eat. You know how much? You know how much cake you need to eat to bench hamotzi? How much?
A meal's worth.
How much rogelach do you need to have in order to make hamotzi and to bench? 2-3 packets? No. Wow. Yeah, okay. The equivalent that you normally have for a proper full meal. So, that is a huge machloikas and a very important machloikas. The Mishnah Berurah paskens, umikol mokom lechatchilo tov yoisa, it is better to pasken ledasa machmir, you should be machmir, like the former opinion, shalo lechol arba beitzim, you should not eat more than 4 eggs, certainly, if it's something which we're going to be discussing, what exactly is categorized as possible by kissing? We're going to speak that shortly. After Mavur Basif Zain, Olchin Basil, Halkal, don't normally want makel, alcohol, ponim, bevadi, yeshloch, she doesn't machmir halal. So the Mishnah Berurah says, halochel maisa, he should not be lenient if possible. you should not be lenient. Yes, there are numerous achronim and gdolei, some sofer and the Vilna Gaon, and many achronim who hold like that opinion that you will only make hamotzi and birkas hamazon when you have a meal's worth of cake. However, that's only b'dieved. Don't ideally paskin like that. The way you should be noyik, the way you should live, is according to the former opinion, who holds when you have the equivalent of 3 to 4 eggs, which is nowadays the equivalent of 200 grams, that already should make you bench birkas hamazon afterwards. So Rabbi Isai, think about a kiddush. When you go to a kiddush, So halacha lemaaseh, let's go through that for a minute. You go to a kiddush, and somebody makes kiddush, you yotze, whether you make yourself or somebody else makes you. Now you have got that. Wow! You know, these are very good bridge rolls, and that cake is not bad. Swiss rolls is anyway delicious. And you have got, you name it. So what are you meant to be, if you go according to the second opinion, the Vilna Gaon, then you can have the equivalent of a meal's worth. And if you have a drop less than that, you're fine. You can say ala michra at the end and you're fine. But if you're passing like the former opinion, what's going to be the halacha then? You need to watch what you're doing. You see how people don't know. People don't know. So you're right. You're 100% right, Rabbi Kagan. I think you're right. People don't know. I think that the reason for that is, I don't know if it's ignorance, or to be done like Havschos, it's because they hold like the second opinion over here. So it's probably based on that.
Are we talking about here about the Raisos or the Rabbanon?
No, it's definitely the Rabbanon.
So why would there be a Tzavi Machmer if it's
because,
the Rabbanon?
Because we don't always bet every Sofik. We won't buy every suffix as suffix d'abon alekula, because when you have 98% of Rishonim hold one way and 2% who hold a different way, they said nacha, and then you don't always go not by every suffix when it's suffix d'abon alekula. So over here, it's very strong opinions who are lenient, but at the same time, the earlier consensus was the Mishnah is considered here in this psak. Mishnah is considered quite a mekel over here. Many achronim take a more stringent approach in Mishnah here. Yeah, no, but even with that, you're right, he is machmir. But to bring this second opinion, he only does bring this second opinion with such confidence because the Mishnah Berurah himself always likes to bring the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon is a very big makel, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah brings this opinion with such strength. It's true, he's machmir at the end, but he does bring the Vilna Gaon with quite a power. He wouldn't have done that if not for the Vilna, I believe. He wouldn't have done that if the Vilna Gaon wouldn't have passed like that, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's perfect. And wash and bench. I don't know if you have to avoid everything. Just watch you. What you're doing. Correct. So unless these fruits there, as we discussed yesterday, from the name of Shom Zalman, are there fruits there? Are there fruits that are not mitzaref to the mezonos? Are there? Are there fruits there? Are there certain fruits there that you eat them separately that wouldn't connect to the mezonos you're eating? Maybe there is. I don't know if there's melon there or there's. I'm not a big expert. But if there's things that are there fruits there that don't join with the mezonos?
Crude taste.
Pardon?
Carrots and celery sticks.
Yeah. They might not be. That's right. They might not be. Yeah, correct. So I'm just pointing out that there is a certain. So you're right, Rabbi Kagan. I think that many people are lenient, but I think at least we should appreciate that there's quite a shile over here. Yeah.
According to the first chapter, how long? It's
all going to be well. What I understand your shile, but what you need to decide what you're doing, because you're going to lose a bracha if it's more than shir. Saying if it's say, if if you eat and you wait a half, if you eat and you make a lamechio and you wait a half an hour and then you make a bracha again, and that potentially, but then you have to make a proper hefsek in between. So it wouldn't be like, you can't just get away with just quickly making a lamechio and then you go on for the next stage, and then you make another lamechio and then you go for the next stage. It's not going to work. So so you have to make a proper interruption in between. No, that one won't make a difference. No, I mean every Shabbos Sudi. No. It won't. Do you mean Toich Kedei Achilas Pras? No, that will not make a difference. No. Absolutely, yeah, yeah. As long as it would take to lose the bracha in the first place. So yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you don't lose the bracha. You don't lose the bracha after Toich Kedei Achilas Pras. Yeah. Okay. That's Mesiros Nefesh. You don't know to bench. That's that. Yeah. What did you say? What?
1 gram for 200 minutes.
If you have 1 gram every 9 minutes, and then
you do
need to.
Desires within 4 minutes or 9 minutes. So it must be the same here.
Yeah. Yeah, but you won't lose the bracha in 4 minutes. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
If someone went to a Kiddush and actually benched on the Mezonos, it would look so guyverdic. He would be the one person in the entire...
You know, it's very interesting. I remember in Eretz Yisrael, a certain place, when I was a bracha in Eretz Yisrael, they had this grand Kiddush on Shabbos. The davening wasn't far from Yeshiva. There was this grand Kiddush there. And then people were just heaping in, like, whoa. And then at one point, and somebody had, and that was definitely more than Kviyasu de le Koladez. I mean, it was like, you know, le Koladez. And then at one point, they did something very wise. They decided, you know, I don't know who thought of it, and I don't know what, but they had chalas there. And that would just, you know, so you'd wash, you have a bit of challah, and then you'd just go for it. Feel free, you know, just go for it. And then at least they had to do it with a better conscience, and afterwards they would bench. And I thought, you know, that's really nice. That's good. Yeah, I don't know what to say, because we'll look guy with it, I guess. Yeah. So maybe, I don't know, it's a question mark. Yeah. Where is that? Where are you? Which Ha'ora?
Number 17.
17, Lemaise, which is the Grismoisha.
The second
I'm actually the Kaddish Beis HaKnesses. I think that what this is, I wasn't aware of this, but what this reminds me of is a little bit of the Seif of Nivlash and Seif Ches. Nivlash. I think that might help us a little bit. Okay, so I hear what you're saying. It's interesting point. Yeah, that's very interesting. Okay, so maybe we have to put this on hold for Nivlash. I think that might help us the later Seif. Okay. Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin is going to define what exactly Pasa Bobekisnin is. So, Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Pasa Bobekisnin, if you've got Pasa Bobekisnin, Yesh Mefosh, there's three opinions, what is exactly Pasa Bobekisnin? It's really important to know that. Because if it's not pasta bobekisne, it's going to be pas. It's going to be bread. And then there's no two ways about it. Whether you ash kaveh sud on it, whether you're not kaveh sud on it, you're going to have to wash and bench. The exception to that is snack, which is cake, which is pasta bobekisne. So better know what pasta bobekisne is. Because if it's not pasta bobekisne, it's going to be pas, gomo, and pas gomo, you're going to wash and bench. Yeah? Says Shulchan Aruch, three opinions. Pasa bobekisnin. Yesh mefoshin pas sha'osu kemin kisim. When you've got bread that is made like pockets, kisim pockets, shememalin oisam dvash, that are filled with honey or sugar, Vegoizim and nuts, shkedim, almonds, tavlin, and spices. Vem anikroim rishkelash rilchishu. Which, I don't know what language that is. If you've got those kinds of filled cake, and then afterwards it's baked. So you've got a filled cake, it's cake, which is filled, and then it's baked afterwards. Filled pockets, and it's baked afterwards. That's what Pasah Bo Bekisnin is. Yeah. That's the first opinion. That's Rish Kalash. V'yesh Oyim is second opinion, what Pasah Bo Bekisnin is. She Isa, it's a dough. She Erebo Dvash, it's a kind of dough, that the dough itself has filling of dvash, honey, or shemen, or oil, cholav, milk, or mine tavlin v'afo. When you have got a dough, that the dough itself contained honey, sugar, or milk, or something like that, and it was baked afterwards, so that's different, because the dough itself contained all that. That is considered Pasah Bo Bekisnin. As opposed to earlier, was a normal dough, that the dough was after, it was the dough was a normal kind of dough, and it was filled afterwards with other items. That's Pasah Bo Bekisnin. Second opinion holds, that's right. Yeah, ish. The second one is that the dough itself contains milk or honey or whatever, and it's correct. And after, that's right. And prior to baking, that's right. Prior to baking, that's right. Before baking, okay, that's right. Yeah. Very important condition, a disclaimer. This would only be true that it's considered possible with kisnin if tam taruvis, if there's a taste of the taruvis amei peres, if that additional ingredient, be it milk, be it honey, be it sugar, be it juice, any of that should be nikka, should be recognizable in the taste. You should feel it in the end product. Some say that actually no, this is considered pasgomo. That's proper bread. Unless it's a huge amount of spice. Lekach. Lekach cake. So that is, he said that when it's a huge amount of honey or sugar or juice, only then it's going to be considered. Pasah Bo Bekisnin. The Ramah is not much cholik on the second opinion. It's just about if it's just a taste of it or a huge amount of taste to it. But either way, the second opinion holds that the dough itself, as an ingredient, had juice or sugar or honey or something like that. Shekimat hadvash hatavdinim ikka. The essential flavors, holds the Ramah, the essential flavors must be these additional ingredients. V'chein noegin edayin zeminik. Rashi v'och v'chein nishlefarish tasa Rambam. V'yesh meforshim, and a third opinion of what Pasah Bo Bekisnin is, shu pas, that it's bread, bein metuveles, or bein she'enu metuveles, whether there is additional ingredients or not, she'oisim oisim ovim, yeveshim v'koisin oisim, v'hem anikoim bishkonish, which is what we would call biscuits. Biscuits. So the third opinion holds that if it is, if it's like a kind of something that would crumb, that it's like it's a dough that is baked, that afterwards would, like a biscuit basically, that it's a bit more hard and a bit more crumbly. Pardon? Crumbly. That's right. That is what's called Pasah Bo Bekisnin. Whether there is that huge amount of other flavors or not, whether it is those tavlinin or not. That's not the main point. The point is that it's a kind of item that is, we'd call the equivalent of biscuits. V'halocha k'divrei kulam. Halocha l'maisa, the halocha is like any of the three. Kulam ovi means any of the three are mezoinus. Any of the three is considered a Pasah Bo Bekisnin. Whether the first opinion that it is these pockets, the second opinion that it is a dough that itself contained these additional ingredients, or the third opinion, which is the equivalent of biscuit, any of those you can make mezoinus unless you kiva sud on it. Any of those we're going to be lenient and we're going to call them Pasah Bo Bekisnin. And you'll therefore, consequently, you can make mezoinus and ala michya on those Pasah Bo Bekisnin, unless, of course, you kiva sud. What is kiva sud? As discussed earlier. Yeah.
Any of those descriptions.
why? Tell me what is your svar? Why is it not the third one?
Because they don't crumble.
They do crumble.
Let's say, there are plenty of mezonos things which are baked and which aren't necessarily quite like any of these three things.
Yeah. So the what you're coming from is exactly what the Bialocha points out on the side.
Right.
The Bialocha says on the side, V'yeish harbe she'ein nizorim bezeh. There are people, I'm just mamash cutting in the middle of the Bialocha. Many are not careful. She'koini mine ugas k'tanes. They buy some small cakes. She'nilash b'me'at dvash o'beitzim. There is a little bit of honey inside it, or a little bit of egg. V'arov, the majority of my is from water. U'mevachem, olein borim in mezoinois. And they make my mezoinois on it. V'oichlin, they eat it, blin it till asudayim. Take it without washing. U'v'yoisim is there, and additionally, more than that, she'kama po'im u'ichlin b'im k'dik v'yasuda. Sometimes they even fill themselves properly and have a k'shik v'yasuda on it. Sha'af pe'kissin gomot z'oichlin till. Even if it is not possible to kiss it, it won't help. You need to wash and bench. Z'oichlin till v'amotzi b'kissam ozun, you need to wash and bench for that. And it's a mistake. So what the Mishnah Berurah says of Yom Tov Bialocha, you need to make sure that what you're eating is really genuinely a pasabo bekisnin. Because maybe it's pasgamo. Maybe it's pasgamo. If there's a little bit of honey inside it, a little bit of juice inside it, it's not going to be qualified as a pasabo bekisnin. It's going to be considered pasgamo. But even if there's a pasabo bekisnin, he said you better make sure it's less than shir kvi asuda. Because if it's more than shir kvi asuda, you better make sure to wash and bench. Right, now... Right, so that's what he says. So just to clarify, if it's not any of those three categories, if it's not qualified as one of the three categories, then what's going to be the halacha? You have to wash and bench, even if you have a tiny amount. Even if a tiny amount, you have to wash and bench because it's not passable kissing. It's pascomo. Yeah. We'll get to matzahs. We'll get to matzahs. Mietz Hashem. Yeah. Okay. So, is that... It's quite a lot of new things, no? Yeah. So right. So, okay. To summarize what we covered today. So, we learned that we defined the amount of Shir Kvi Asuda. And the first opinion said, how much is Shir Kvi Asuda? About 4 eggs, which is 200 grams. The second opinion of Sheikh Fiasudo holds that it is Suda. So you can fill yourself with a box of Rogalech and you're fine. Second opinion. Good. Then we discussed definition of and then Halach Lamais Mishnah Berurah says one should be Machmir. But he does call it a Chumrah, but one should be Machmir. And eat anything over 200. So when you're about to eat something, you need to decide, what am I doing over here? Am I going to eat 200 grams or going to eat, or am I going to eat, there's nothing wrong with washing and benching, just you need to know what you're doing. Then we went on and discussed Siv Zayin, which defines Pasabo Bekisnin. Three opinions. Opinion number one, pockets filled with whatever, sugar, honey. Opinion number two, in the pastry, in the dough. Third opinion. Ramon says a lot of flavor, essential, essential flavor, very good. Crumb, that's right. Halach lemaisa, any of those three will make you say passable kisne. It's considered is a category of passable kisne, we're lenient. And you're allowed to make lamicha and lamicha on it as long as you don't have shekvi asuda. But again, if it's beyond Shir Kvi Asuda, you have to wash and bench. I wish you a good Shabbos.